Hey, it's Christy Whitman coming to you from Barcelona, Spain, and just wanted to do a quick show because I always like to do them when we take family vacations. And the one I want to do today is on closeness of the match. I had someone ask me recently, you know, if opportunities come to you and you say no, is that basically telling the universe that you don't want what it has? It's kind of like you're shunning the universe. And what I say to that is it's not possible to take every single opportunity that comes to you or go, you know, say yes to everything. That's what we have to decipher within ourselves, what's a yes and what's a no. But one thing you can do is you can celebrate the closeness of the match. So say, for example, you're looking for a guy, you're looking for a date, you're looking for a man to have in your life, and you go on a date and the guy had some qualities, but he didn't have other qualities that you wanted. Celebrate the closeness of the match. Celebrate the fact that he had some of those qualities. And that puts more focus on the qualities that you do want and less on the qualities that you don't want. If you have, a celebrity was asking me this question. And I said, don't take every role, even if it's not a right role for you, but celebrate that it's closer. And what are the qualities and characteristics of that role that gets you excited? What are the things that you're noticing that are similar to the big dream that you have? And celebrate those things. But don't shun everything away going, that wasn't it. So celebrate the closeness of the match really allows you to get into that place of expecting of what you want will come.
So to wrap it all up, the steps that you want to do is, number one, get clear. You want to be clear on whatever it is that you're intending for, the visions that you have. You want to really know what it is for you and get some good mental pictures in your mind, because we think in pictures, we think in images. So get really clear with the kind of person that you want to attract, the kind of success that you want to have, the kind of career that you want to have, what specific things. And second, you want to see, as things start to manifest, what's a yes and what's a no. So for example, you know, what is so close to what your picture was, and really focus on that, and then look at the contrast. What didn't show up in the way you wanted it to? And then you have to, number three, celebrate and look at the closeness of the match. I'll give you a personal example. Years ago, about 10 years ago, I declared that I wanted to be on the Ellen DeGeneres Show. And I did everything to really work towards those steps. I got a media reel done. I started doing lots of media. And one day it happened, my PR person said, I got you 2 VIP tickets to be on the Ellen DeGeneres Show. And so we were in a really great section. She came by and we high-fived her. I was with my husband, Frederick. And it was amazing because we were sitting in the seats right behind the people that were supporting the guest on the show. And she was a guest that was talking about bullying. And one of the things that I wanted to go on the Ellen DeGeneres Show for is talk about bullying and how we could fix bullying. So here I am in the screenshot with the family that's watching their family member on stage with Ellen, and I'm in the frame. And instead of going, that's not what I meant when I said I wanted to go on the Ellen Show, I wanted to be a guest, I celebrated the closeness of the match because I was on the Ellen Show. So I was really clear. I wanted to be on Ellen's show. I still have that as a desire. It'd be so much fun to connect with her. So I looked at what was a yes. Okay, yes, I got on the show. I got on TV in the frame. I was actually in the frame talking when they were talking about what I wanted to specifically talk about. Those are all yeses. What was a no for me was I wanted to be the one in the chair. So I just revised what my vision was, what my manifestation is. And so I want all of that, but I want to be the guest sitting next to Ellen in the chair. So really look for the closeness of the match and celebrate that, because as you do, you get closer and closer. Who knows when I'll be on Ellen, but I do believe it's possible. And I'm always going to celebrate that it was a manifestation that happened. It just needed to be refined and be more specific. So I celebrate that. So I hope this has been helpful. Please leave me a comment. Let me know what you're going to celebrate the closeness of the match, what's manifesting in your life. Get clear, figure out what's a yes and a no, and celebrate the closeness of the match of what's manifesting for you. Have a great week.
I hope you enjoyed this episode and found some practical and inspirational information to apply right now. Check out my other episodes and follow me on SoundCloud or subscribe on iTunes. You can also watch my webinars on creating the life you want. Find the links in the description in this podcast or on my profile page on SoundCloud, and visit ChristyWhitman.com to continue the conversation.